Hi, you're listening to an audio sermon presentation from the Reverend Paul W. Simrell, pastor of Elpis Christian Church, Maidens, Virginia. You can learn more about our congregation and its ministries by visiting elpischurch.org. We also hope that you'll continue to access other sermons, Bible study and meditation materials, resources for pastoral care and counseling, and more by visiting our church's blog, which can be found at igw3.blog or paulsimrell.com, or by visiting our congregation's Facebook page. Now, here's today's message. Our scripture verse today comes from Psalm 125, verses 1 and 2. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, henceforth, even forever. Unprecedented. How many times have you heard that word in the last 2 weeks? It's been on the mouths of newscasters, scientists, economists, doctors, lawyers, ministers, family members and friends, even the President of the United States. Something dark and foreboding that we cannot even see is killing people all over the world in very short order. Unprecedented, indeed. COVID-19 has us all more than a little jittery. Oh, there are those who are puffing up their chest, putting on a brave face, and saying it's all overblown. Most of the world, though, is doing just the opposite. We are holding our collective breath and waiting to see what is going to happen next. Hoping for the best, but fearing the worst. We are tempted, and it is just that, a temptation to panic. Do I think it's all some crazy conspiracy theory cooked up to make us panic and self-destruct? No, I think this is a very real and very deadly disease. Do I think all is lost, so we might as well eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die? Nope. I think that life and hope is to be found somewhere in the middle between those two extremes. We need to be prudent, sober, thoughtful, prayerfully considering how to respond, and as the church, we need to be responding in faith. After all, the whole world is watching and waiting with us. Which brings me to this sermon today. Over the last few weeks, during this season of Lent, we've been looking closely at the subject of prayer. We've been thinking together about what prayer is, how it's done, what results come of it, and more. We have been looking at who I call prayer warriors of the Bible, Abraham, Moses, David, and looking at what they can teach us about prayer. Amid it, COVID-19 has come upon us like some great plague of biblical proportion, and it has driven some to premature despair, while it has driven others to their knees in prayer. It has caused us to close our church doors for now. But it has not caused us to cease being the church. Rather, we're called to be in prayer, be in contact and conversation, even if at 6 feet or more. As one wise person said, social distancing need not be social isolation. We are still able to reach out and check in with each other, pray for each other, if need be, share food and resources with each other, and all the rest. Again, being the church. Now, if we're going to keep the conversation going about prayer while all this is going on, it seems like a great place to go is to the Psalms, that great hymn book of the Bible. I can't begin to say how many times I've turned to this collection of prayers and hymns over the course of my life or ministry. How many times have I read those comforting words at a hospital bedside or grave? How many times have I read those words and been led to kneel in reflection. I can't begin to put a number to it. Just think of the familiar and comforting reassurance we find there. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all of them that persecute me, and deliver me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Unto thee I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. And the powerful words from our passage today, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Now, no doubt some wag will say, oh yeah, the Lord's been doing a great job lately. Just tell that to those who are sick or to those who have already died. I hear and can appreciate the anguish heard in that criticism. Many have been and are suffering, and we shouldn't minimize that in some self-righteous attitude. On the other hand, I will stake my hope on these ancient words which have lifted so many up for so long. It'll come as no surprise to you that I will boldly say that I'm not God, and neither are you. So we don't have all the answers to the mysteries of the universe, good and bad, at our fingertips. But I believe in the God Almighty who does hold those answers. Even more, I believe in the God Almighty, the all-loving God, who does care. What does the future hold? How long will we be advised to shelter in place or self-quarantine? I don't know. How long will my job last before my employer decides there are no more paychecks coming? How long will your job last? I don't know. How long can I hold out before this virus touches my life or a loved one's life in more than just a theoretical way, perhaps in a life or death way? I don't know. How long before we shut all the borders, a nation in fear, thinking that by putting up a wall we can keep the devil at bay? I don't know. How long will the groceries last? I don't know. How long, Lord? How long? I just don't know. But I know my God, our God, everyone's God, who once said through his Son, Jesus Christ, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. How about you? It's one thing to know about God. It's a wholly different thing to know God. We are the church, the body of Christ, and we dare not shrink from our duty and privilege now to bring hope to the world through our faithful witness. We must add to that faithful witness practical assistance. It may come through calling others on the telephone. It may come through posting hopeful and loving encouragement on social media rather than reactionary rhetoric. It may come through refraining from buying in panic, trusting that God will provide our daily bread, instead of thinking we must have a year's worth of provision set aside. It may come through praying, not just for our needs, but for all those who are suffering. It may come by overcoming the temptation to hold on to our money ever more tightly, indeed becoming even more willing to give while trusting in God's faithful care. I don't know how or when we will be called to be the church in a truly unprecedented way, but I know with God's help, we're up to the task. We can, we must answer that call. Amen.